Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. I'm glad you're here for the conversation. I saw this ruling, and I thought when I first saw the headline that it had to be a mistake. I thought it had to be wrong. Because it said that a federal judge in the Northern District of Illinois had ruled that banning guns for illegal aliens was unconstitutional. I thought, well, that can't be right. I mean, there's a question right on the form. What is it, Form 4473? Are you here legally or unlawfully? And if it is, then you're not allowed to buy a gun. And you also have to have state ID. And if you're a legal alien, if you're here legally, you have to have a hunting license in addition to all that to buy a gun, at least in Michigan, because I called the gun stores. But it turns out this is an actual ruling. So Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center is here to help me understand how this happened. Doctor, good to have you back.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
What a crazy ruling. This is U.S. District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman made this ruling Friday, apparently, and found that the federal prohibition on illegal aliens owning guns is unconstitutional. How does that even make sense?
Well, I think you have a federal judge in this case who's just trying to cause trouble. She is an Obama appointee, and she's hardly a defender of private gun ownership. I think she just wants to take an absurd thing in order to try to alienate people from the Second Amendment.
So, because here's the way I see it, and this is what bothers me the most. Okay, you give Second Amendment rights to illegal aliens, which by federal law is a violation of the 1968 gun laws and everything else, and has always been prohibited that illegals could own guns. In the United States, it's a felony. You get thrown out, or at least you should. And my guess is you get an illegal that gets a gun because she said this now, pulls a mass shooting, for example, or some sort of heinous crime, and then they say, yeah, that's why we have to get rid of the Second Amendment. To me, it seems like an end run to try to undermine the Second Amendment, or maybe I'm just too jaded. What do you think?
I don't think you're too jaded. I don't even know if it has to go that far. Look, you have a situation where these liberal appointees from Obama and Biden, for example, don't support Americans being able to go and carry concealed handguns. The liberal judges have gone, and the Supreme Court justices don't believe that there is an individual right to carry a gun for Americans, and they've tried to chip away with that. You have a number of states like California and New York, which have tried to effectively ban people being able to go and carry permanent concealed handguns, and yet they're saying it's legal for illegals to be able to go and do that. And look, they want to go and claim the Bruin decision is the one that's effective here, that it's the Bruin decision that's causing this problem, because the Bruin decision basically said, look, you go and see what rules were in effect in either 1791 when the Second Amendment was ratified, or 1868 when the 14th Amendment applied the Bill of Rights to the states. And, you know, you mentioned 1968. Obviously, that's a long time after that. But there were still prohibitions back at that time for certain people, who were here in the United States illegally to be able to go and have guns. So that's nothing new. And, the issue is somebody who's a felon prohibited from being able to go and own guns, or even be able to go and check to make sure that they are not a felon or a violent felon. And somebody like this illegal alien, he committed multiple crimes, even in the process of buying the gun.
Right. So here would be my question. Here's my next one. Because talking to two different gun stores here that I do business with, not far from where I live, both said, no, we would not sell that gun. Plus, you couldn't pass the next background check if you're here unlawfully. The problem then becomes, though, if in these states where they are issuing driver's licenses to illegal aliens, and an illegal alien comes in with a government ID, lies about their status as whether they're here illegally or unlawfully. And I said to the gun store owner, I said, well, how would you know? And he said, you wouldn't. There's no way to know. That's the problem with what she's done here. That's the problem with giving illegals standard driver's licenses, because you don't know. And then people that are not authorized to have firearms get them, undermining the Second Amendment, undermining everything that the left claims they stand for, which is keeping guns away from people that should not have them, illegal aliens among those, right?
No, I mean, that's right. Since you've given them these IDs, that makes it possible for them to go and do the background checks. Look, it's a mess, and I think it's been done on purpose. And this judge, I'm sure, is like the other Obama or Biden judges. And by the way, by the end of this year, about 70% of the federal circuit and district court judges, everybody below the Supreme Court, are going to be appointed by Democrats. And they've been doing all sorts of things to try to undermine the Second Amendment. They've done things, for example, like just slow walking cases. By the end of the next presidential administration, Clarence Thomas will be 80, Sam Alito will be 78. You lose one or both of those individuals and have, you know, Biden be able to go and replace them with another Jackson Brown that's there. They're going to, have a very different Supreme Court. And they just hope that by delaying things just a little bit longer, they'll be able to have that type of change and be able to undo the types of rules that have been trying to protect, basically the only protection, given the damage that you and I have talked about, that Biden's been doing to people's ability to go and buy guns for protection. Really, the one stalwart thing that's been there to protect people.
Yeah, it is a dangerous place where we are, because the Supreme Court seems to be the last line of defense. But the problem with the Supreme Court is this: it doesn't come other than the orders they write. They can't really enforce them. It's left to the states, and we've seen, well, Joe Biden, for example, was told it was unconstitutional to forgive student loans. He did it anyway. You see this happening, things that should not happen. And you see the Supreme Court tell Texas you can't take over a park. Texas says we're going to do it anyway to protect the border. And you start to wonder, does the Supreme Court have any authority anymore, or are they being undermined at such a pace by both sides that the legitimacy of that seems to start to erode completely?
Well, I mean, the Supreme Court also only handles about 60 cases or so a year. Just in the circuit courts, they handle about over 100,000 cases a year. So you only have a tiny, tiny fraction of these cases can they even deal with. The district and circuit courts can make all sorts of bizarre rulings, and the Supreme Court simply doesn't have the bandwidth to go and even control the lower courts, let alone go and make sure that the politicians, as you're saying, go and follow the rules that they say they should be following.
Right. Not a good time. Crazy ruling. Maybe it was intentional. We're both jaded, I guess, John. But we'll keep an eye on it. I keep going back and hoping that the Supreme Court will get another gun case and clarify some of these things. But like you say, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, they won't be there that much longer. And then what? I'll give you the last word.
Well, I mean, I guess it just shows how important elections are. You can't let one party control 70% of the lower courts and not expect to have a lot of these games being played with these things.
Very true. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. He's always writing fascinating articles about what's going on with not with just guns, but all sorts of other great topics as well. Doctor, greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much.
All right. So coming up after the break, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health exposed for pushing crazy surgeries for kids. We'll talk about it coming up on The Steve Gerber Show.